Hello.
Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
Yeah, 94404.
Your first and last name, please.
Megan Morar.
And can you verify your address for me, please?
283 Surfbird Isle, Foster City, California, 94404.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. Looks like there was an order here for the Vibe Health Watch.
For the what?
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, looks like this account has been canceled out already. Let's see here.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to cancel it out. I just want to make sure. Did they cancel the account?
Yes. Let's see. Offer says it's a recurring charge. It's considered those hair products shipped back. Hair products shipped back before 7 days are over. Okay, ma'am. It states here that you were shipping that product back.
Yeah, I'm not going to... I just want to, you know, I don't want you to do the recurring charges, and I don't know if you'll be able to, you know, send me the shipping label or something so I can ship it back.
Well, there is, let's see here. Okay, ma'am, that company does not have return, does not issue return labels. Let's see here what's going on. What was this? Okay, yes,
yeah, because
product
apparently
will have to be shipped back.
Okay, because, you know, it was very misleading from the link. I thought that it was only going to be a one-time charge of that $7.92 and $18.94. But then I called and to make sure, and they told me there's going to be a couple more recurring charges.
Okay. Well, it's only going to be one. It's not a couple. What it is the health watch that you bought, and it's not a recurring charge. It would only be a one-time charge. Okay, ma'am, you paid a $7.92 shipping and handling fee. Okay, that was to ship that watch out for you to try that watch out for a trial period. Now, the reoccurring, which is not a reoccurring, it's a one-time, the terms and conditions stated that if you did not cancel within the trial period, then you would be billed the one-time fee for that watch. So the one-time fee, looks like she offered you some discounts. You accepted 50% off of that one-time charge. So they're going to only bill you one time and one time only for that watch, and it'll close out this account. It's not going to keep sending you a new watch every month and billing you for a watch every month. It's just a one time.
Okay, let me get this straight then. So are you saying that the original, because it's very misleading, the original one was saying that every month they were going to send me a new watch to try out originally? Is that what you're saying before I canceled the account?
No, well, okay, that's what the terms and conditions state. And that's because, ma'am, the company that you got the earbuds and the smartwatch through, they also have like weight loss products and male enhancements and skin creams and CBD oils, things like that. So those products like that, they are sent out on a monthly basis. They send those products out to customers every month. But the watch and the earbuds, no, they're not going to send you a watch and earbuds every month and keep billing you. You got them one time, you'll be billed one time, And this account, once they bill you, when that trial ends, you accepted the 50%, they won't bill you anymore. It'll close out your account from being billed anything. So there's not going to be a monthly.
Is my account canceled right now?
No, ma'am, because you. It says here what it is you canceled the warranty, and you got the warranty refunded. That's what that looks like. But no, ma'am, the watch and the earbuds, it stated here that you accepted the 50%, but you would have to ship the products back.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is that if I keep the product, then it's the 50%.
Yes, ma'am. And it'll cancel out automatically because we can't cancel it out right now because those products have been shipped. So if you send those products back, then of course it could be canceled out. But if you keep it, then you've agreed to keep it at the 50%. So once it bills you at the 50%, it'll cancel out anyway. It'll close out.
So if I keep, okay, so right now you bill me the $7.92 and the $7.92 and $18.94.
And you were refunded $12.97 of that $18 because you didn't want the warranty. So you were only billed $5.97 shipping and handling for the earbuds.
How did they refund the $12.97? Did they already credit it back to me?
Yes, ma'am. It should have been. Let's see here. This was just done today. So it takes 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. You called in earlier. Yes, ma'am. You called in earlier to cancel out.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So that $12.97 credit won't show up for a few days, you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Now, what are they going to charge me right now, the way it's set up? What are they going to charge me, you know, next month or whenever that
Let's
charge
see.
That?
It says that price is $29.99.
There's two parts to it, right? There's a $29.99. There's two charges that are going to come through in future.
Yes, ma'am. Both will be the $29 for the one for the watch. The health fit watch and one for the wireless earbuds, and then your account will close out. There will not be.
Okay, so how much? Okay, so let me ask you this: then, what are the besides this two charges, the $7.92 and the $18.94 that's already on my card, and then like you said, they're giving me a $12.97 credit towards that. Besides all that, what other charges are going to be charged?
The $29.99, and then your account will be closed.
Well, the other lady said something about $14.49 or something.
No, ma'am, I don't see anything on here. About that was the $12.97 that you were refunded.
No, but then she told me that it will be $29.99 and another $14.99.
No, ma'am, let's see here. I don't see... No, ma'am. She quoted you the wrong price. The only way it would be that you did not pay $29.97 for those earbuds. That's what she quoted you. If you would have bought those at $29.97 instead of just paying the shipping and handling, then yes, you would have been refunded the $14.97. But no. You were purchasing them at the retail because you got them for just shipping and handling. So it'll be $29.99.
Okay. So are you saying, okay, so the $59.97 charge is for the watch. Is that it, the product?
Both of those are the same, both of those. What the customer agent failed to explain to you, she must have been confused herself. There is a $29.97 charge for the earbuds, but that is only if, like, when you first placed the order back on February the 27th, if they would have billed you the $29.97 for the earbuds then okay, you would be given a 50% refund on the $29.97, making those $14.97. But you didn't pay $29.97 for those. You only paid the shipping and handling, which was $5.99. So it makes the retail price of that $59.97 instead of you buying the watch and getting the buds half price for $29.97.
So what was the original deal? Because it was very misleading on the phone.
You pay shipping and handling to try the product for a 14-day period.
Okay, let me write that down because it was, like I said, it was very misleading on the link. And so, one second. So the original thing, yeah, maybe instead of me saying it, maybe you can say it because, you know, like I said, it was misleading. I'm not understanding it right. So what was the, like when I originally did it through the link, what was I doing?
Okay, when you were agreeing to pay the shipping and handling price,
right,
the $7.92 and the $5.99, you were agreeing to the terms and conditions. The terms and conditions stated that you were paying that shipping and handling to try those products for a 14-day trial period.
Right.
If you did not cancel in the trial period, then you will be billed the retail value of those products.
Right.
So, you called in and spoke with an agent about canceling. She offered you a 50% discount on once your trial ends, instead of them billing you the full price, retail price of those products. She put in that when your trial ends, you will be billed 50% for those products. So instead of paying the $59, which is the retail, you're going to be paying half of that because you accepted the 50% discount.
Okay, so, and are you saying that originally when, through the link, when I purchased, through the link, like I said, because it was confusing, when through the link I got the watch and the earbuds.
Yes, ma'am, you got the watch, the earbuds, and then the warranty.
Right, and so the watch was the product that I was going to be charged for in future, but the earbuds I was not even going to be charged for in the future as a product. It was only going to be for me paying the shipping and handling, the $5.97.
No, ma'am.
Because that, you know, otherwise, how? Because she said that it was going to be a 50, because I asked her, like I said, I didn't understand. So the $7.92 charge was there, which I understand is shipping and handling. $18.94 charge is there right now, which I understand that $5.97 of it is shipping and handling. $12.97 is for the warranty. I understand that part. Then she asked her, is there going to be any charges in the future? She said it's going to be $59.97 and another charge for $29.97.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. She quoted you the wrong price.
So are you saying that the only future charge would be the $59.97, which she then discounted to $29.99?
Yes, ma'am.
So the only charge in future, so aside from the $7.92 charge and the $18.94 charge, the only other charge I will be getting in future is the $29.99?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
That's without me returning the product?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay. Because this whole thing was so misleading, I thought that it was only going to be $7.92 and $18.94, this thing about the future charge, I wasn't even aware they were going to charge anything in the future. I mean, for me, and under the COVID situation, to go ship that out, pay for the shipping and all that, I'm not going to do that. So I'm just saying that I'm canceling the whole thing, and I don't want you to charge me anything in the future. I'm canceling the order, you know.
Ma'am, I am unable to cancel that order while those products have been shipped, unless those have been shipped back. That you were told that by the previous agent we must receive those back in order to cancel the account from being charged in the future.
Yeah, I know she told me that, but then this was the whole thing was, and that's why I'm calling back, because I'm not going to be able to ship those products back. You can arrange for somebody to pick it up or whatever. I'm not, because I can't go right now because of my age. My doctor has told me not to go out because of the COVID, and they also, then I have to pay the shipping and all that. So you can arrange for somebody to pick the products up. I'm not shipping them back, and I would want you not to charge me any more charges in the future, because the whole thing was very confusing.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I understand, but as I explained, I cannot cancel out this account.
That.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I can't cancel that out, ma'am, at this time.
Yeah, okay, but I'm just calling you, to let you know that I'm canceling from my side.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right.